This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good evening and welcome to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. It's 3 minutes past seven in the studios tonight. It's me, Eleanor.
And Maddie.
Good to be back. Remember, if you have any comments tonight, text in 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. It is great to hear from you and we love having your opinions heard.
Love us, please.
Please love us. So tonight we're going to be discussing employment. That's our focus tonight. How to get a job, how to keep the job, how being queer comes into it, all that kind of stuff. So first up, we'll look at working in high school and how you want to balance schoolwork and work.
And also coming out and being out at work. What are your rights as an LGBTI person?
And finally, we're going to be looking at how to job hunt, especially while queer, and how do you earn money if you're not at work? Because, you know, it's not always that easy to find work. So you need to have some kind of income to live, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Returning in its fortnightly slot tonight, Gay School, we will be looking at stories including Ruby Rose joining the cast of Orange is the New Black. And I love that show. I'm not gonna make any attempt to hide it. And we'll also look at how India has recently elected its first openly trans mayor.
So that's Gay School, the segment with the best intro on Joy.
The absolute best. No contest.
And so first, we're going to take a look at some ways you can balance work and school life. This is specifically about high school, but it's also relevant to people who are studying at uni.
Absolutely. The thing about uni is it tends to be a bit more flexible. But
yeah.
I mean, obviously, it depends on the person.
Yeah. Look,
when you're still in high school, it can be really hard to balance part-time or casual work with, you know, your schoolwork and still having time for socialising on the side. It's a huge juggle you got to make while you're in high school.
Yeah. Has anyone seen a diagram? It's set out like a triangle with choose two, good grades, a social life, and enough sleep. And then there's work.
Yeah. So, exactly. Like, it's a very difficult thing to learn, especially when you're in high school and especially when you're still struggling to find your identity.
Oh, definitely. Because it's amazing how much mental energy it takes when you're figuring out your sexuality or living your sexuality around in an environment that's not so cool with it. It takes more energy than people would expect.
It's just incredibly draining. Have you ever heard of the analogy, you know, you've got a glass of water and you're holding it up and it doesn't matter how full the glass is. If you're holding it up for a long time, your arm's going to get sore eventually.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, exactly. It's just draining and it gets to you eventually.
You say as goddamn superwoman who throughout year 12, what was it? You had a job, you volunteered, you had friends, you had a relationship.
Volunteered at two jobs.
And you got like a 90 something.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Monumental.
A high ATAR score.
How did you do it?
I wish that was the first time I've been asked that. I still have no good answer to that question.
Did you sleep?
A little bit. Look, all I can say is you've got to take it as it comes and try not to stress too much, because stress is the thing that really kills you in high school. If you're stressing, you're sitting there doing nothing and you're going, what can I do? I've got no time. But you're spending the whole time stressing.
This is true. I think a lot of people feel like, I still find myself doing this and I'm in post-grad. I'll be stressing about an assignment, but I don't actually make a start on the assignment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, this is from my experience. It's really easy to take on too much, especially in high school when you haven't really found your limits yet.
It's amazing how much high school is a full-time job.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just the time you spend at school every day, what, 7-odd hours a day. Plus, there's schools
tend
to say...
6 hours plus travelling, plus...
And school tends to say... my school set out, okay, you need to study for 3 hours a night.
Yeah, exactly. Schools give you that expectation. You're going, what should I do? And then you've got to throw work in on top of that. I mean, there's usually a lot of people have pressure from their parents. You know, a lot of teenagers have strong pressure from their parents to go out and get a job so that they're not asking for $50 every weekend. that one hit a bit too close to home. I'm sorry, Mum.
My deal with when I was in high school, when I was in year 12, I got good grades and I didn't have a paying job in year 12, but I volunteered. Yeah. I joined the minus 18 committee. Except my way of dealing with it was to not actually have a social life. So that's probably not the most ideal way to go about it.
I mean, you say that, but some people might be a lot more comfortable socializing at work as opposed to socializing in a less structured environment.
That actually ties into a text we just got. Someone messaged in saying, loving the show, kids. Slick intros and outros. Thank you. My advice of juggling study, work and social life is that instead of popping bottles with your pals, you catch up at the gym or grab a coffee or have a study session together.
Yeah, you're totally.
Hey, multitasking.
Multitasking. Look, you do need time to chill out. I feel like you need time every now and then to not do anything.
Yeah, definitely.
But at the same time, if you can squeeze in doing a couple things, killing two birds with one stone, that's a pretty gross metaphor, but you get where I'm coming from with this.
Yeah, I would sometimes just spend time, you know, year 10-ish, my friends and I would catch up at someone's house, we'd all bring our books and we'd study together and we'd quiz each other and we'd help each other out with the things that some of us were better at than others.
And then get bored of that and have a pillow fight and eat nachos.
That sounds like you're speaking from personal experience there.
Oh, lovely. Oh, look, I can't spend all night studying. I'm not the type of person that can do that.
Yeah, I remember having friends in high school who, it was during exam time, I asked someone, like, did you catch this on TV last night? Said, no, some of us need to study. And it's like, you can take 1 hour out of a night.
That's the thing, because a lot of people were like, how come you got a job in year 12? How are you supposed to do that? And I'm like, well, 1 3-hour shift a week after school, I can manage that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sat down to my manager and I went, I can only do one shift a week. Otherwise, it's just going to be too much with year 12. And she's like, that's totally cool. I understand. And sometimes you need to have that conversation.
Yeah, because when it comes down to it, high school, say year 12 is a pretty big year and it's hard to go back and fix things. Mm. And so if you do need to make a choice, look, they want me to work 3 shifts a week, but I can't balance that in school. It just doesn't work. Work is probably the thing that it's better to cut back on.
Yeah, that's true.
It's best to not have to make that decision and to, you know, to chat with your boss about flexible work hours and things like that or minimal work hours.
Yeah. You gotta sit down and I don't think you should be scared of bosses. I mean, bosses can be very intimidating, especially if you don't know them that well. But they're there for, they want what's best for the workplace, and that involves what's best for you. So if you sit down and chat, I can only do one shift a week, or if you're moving up to exams, maybe I can only do one every 2 weeks, or maybe I need that month off to prepare. They'll understand.
Yeah, and I think one really important thing for if you are at high school, particularly year 12, you need to have some time to relax.
Yeah.
Because high school is a huge chunk of time out of your week. That's what, you're probably 40 hours if you think calculating the time you're at school and traveling to and from school.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even include homework time, which if you say 2 hours a night, that's 50 hours a week. Plus, you know, high school is really, really difficult. And I think a lot of people sort of sneer at high schoolers, but, you know, you guys work hard.
Yeah,
and no
exactly.
one is going to deny that.
Exactly. And like I said, work, they know when they're hiring someone that's 15, 16, they know, they understand that they're going to have to work around high school's requirements. They know that, but that's part of the contract they signed by hiring you.
Yeah.
And they're going to be willing to work around it.
And if you, for example, I remember when I was in my mid-teens, I worked at McDonald's for a while and then gave up in frustration. Yeah. But you could put, when you signed your contract and everything, you would say, these are the days that I can work.
Yeah.
And say, look, I can't work until after 4:30 p.m. on weekdays, that kind of thing.
And there are actually laws. There's things like school children, it's illegal for people to be rostered in after, I think it's about 9:30, 10 o'clock on a weeknight.
Yeah.
They can't do it. If they tell you to do it, they're not allowed to.
Yeah, they're breaking the law there.
Exactly. And there's a lot of things like that set up to make sure that high schoolers have the smoothest possible work experience.
Yeah, there's a surprising amount of laws out there, and your work is aware of them, trust me.
Yeah, definitely.
In terms of like the legal stuff, when you're getting a job, generally it's 15. You can be under 15 to work in, say, a family business, as long as it's what's known as light work, which, you know, non-physical work, deliveries. You can do, say, if your family owns a news agency, you can do deliveries if you're as young as 11. But in general, if you're going out applying for jobs, 15. So about year 10.
Yeah. I mean, that obviously depends. Like, it depends on, some people skip years, some people take an additional
year. On average.
It's going to be around years 9 and 10 is when he's going to look at getting work. I was a bit of a late one. I didn't get work until summer of year 12.
I was a summer at the start of year 10.
Yeah.
So I was 15 and a half when I got my first job.
Yeah.
And it was a McDonald's in a food court that was very close to home. And when I signed up, when I signed my paperwork and everything, I just said, look, if I'm on a weekday, I can't be here until 4:30 because I go to school half an hour away from my house and I need to get home and get changed and everything.
That's one of the benefits of working at somewhere that's got quite a large business base. They can easily work around things like that.
Yeah. I think a lot of... I think fast food is seen as the youth job in general. Cause I think they're the ones who tend to look for teenagers specifically. Definitely. So that's probably where you'll have the best luck. Fast food and retail.
Yeah. Look, those jobs have their problems, but that's a topic for another day. We will be going to Fall Out Boy's new-ish song, Immortals. It's from Big Hero 6. Love that movie. We'll be back very soon.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.